in a, before they had furnaces, people used to keep their house warm how, with a...
Well, with fireplaces and ordinary heaters.
All right. Now, with a fireplace, what do you call that part over the top of a fireplace?
Mantle.
Did you ever call that anything else?
No, I never did hear it called anything else but mantle.
Your parents or grandparents, you never heard that they ever call it a fireboard?
I never did hear it. I might have varied in different communities.
No, I think that's Mr. Thomas bore that out with what he said. Now, in the fireplace, the things that keep the logs in place...
Well, we call them dogons.
Okay. And the part that extends out on the floor on a fireplace...
Hearth.
And the smoke goes up the...
Chimney.
All right. And Santa Claus comes down. And the large piece of wood that you might put in a fireplace that might burn for a couple of days.
Backlog.
And small pieces of wood that you use to get the fire started.
Kindling.
Now, what would you call small pieces of rich pine that you might use?
Well, we would call it either rich pine or pitch.
Okay. And the stuff you clean out of a stovepipe?
The soot.
Okay. And the stuff you clean out of the bottom of a fireplace?
Shovel.
That's right. And you use a shovel to clean out what?
The ashes.
Uh-huh. What color is this paper?
Well, let's say it's all white.
Okay. And I'm sitting in a...
chair. Recline.
Okay. And that a piece of furniture like that, that might be a bed, but... if it weren't, if it had arms on the side of it, what would you call a piece of furniture like that?
Sofa.
Yeah. Did you call it anything when you were a child? Do you remember?
It runs in my mind that we called them Davenports.
Uh-huh.
Davenports.
Okay. Now, in the bedroom, a piece of furniture that you... put clothing in. It might have several drawers and no mirror.
Well, we called them bureaus like years ago, and now we call them chest of drawers.
All right, that was the same thing.
Yeah, practically.
Okay, now how about one with a mirror on it?
Well, that was called a dresser.
Okay, and the things on a window that you keep the sun out, you pull them up and down.
Shades.
And the place you hang your clothes up in the bedroom or in the...
closet.
Now, do you have or have you ever seen a movable closet?
Yes.
What did you call that?
Wardrobes.
Okay. And above the living quarters in a house, sometimes there's a space up above where you can...
attics.
Okay. In your house, in any house you ever lived in, or in the house you live in now, have you ever seen a separate cooking facility, you know, outside of the house, where they have a kitchen that was separated from the rest of the house?
Well, now, I've never lived in a house like that, but my grandfather did. They had a separate kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Did they have a special name for it that you can recall?
No, not that I remember.
Okay. And a place off the kitchen where you might store canned goods and things.
Well, that would be a dairy or a basement under the building.
All right. Now, the dairy or the